This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. In Iraq, outside of Baghdad, U.S. Marines are continuing their operations against insurgents in the city of Fallujah. NPR's Mike Schuster is with the 1st Marine Expeditionary Force at Camp Fallujah, just outside the city. Mike, thanks for being with us.
Hi, Scott.
And what can you tell us? What do you know about the situation in the city?
Well, what we know is what's developed over the past week. The Marines had firm control of Fallujah after the November battle, and for the last week or so in November, it looked like that they were going to sweep the city clean and then begin the rebuilding process and the resettling process. But in the last 10 days, it's either that insurgents have re-infiltrated the city or that some were hiding in the city and have come out to fight again and attack Marine combat teams that are going through the town once again. It's estimated that maybe 100 or 200 insurgents are there. And 6 days ago, they surprised a couple of platoons of Marines, and looks like in two incidents, 7 Marines were killed. So they stopped taking reporters into the town this past week. And there are low-level but serious combat operations continuing.
If the city has been surrounded by U.S. troops who were trying to seal it off, is there any idea how some insurgents may have gotten in, or do they assume all of them just stayed in attics or basements or something?
Well, actually, the theory is that some of them stayed in tunnels. There is some kind of tunneling system under Fallujah that they prepared before the Marines invaded. The Marines have put a kind of noose around the city and their checkpoints on all the roads going into the city. But at nighttime, it's very dark here, and the insurgents are locals, and I think they know how to make it across the desert. So it's reasonable to assume that some may have reinfiltrated despite the cordon that the Marines have put around Fallujah.
Michael, can you tell what it's like for people who live in Fallujah to live day by day?
No one is living in Fallujah, Scott. Almost all the civilians have left. It's impossible to live. There's no water, there's no electricity, there's no food, and many, many of the buildings and houses have been flattened. Most of the residents of Fallujah went to other cities to live with other Iraqis while this happened, and some went to refugee camps not too far back. There's a lot of talk about bringing them back, resettling them. There have been various comments from the Iraqi mayor of Fallujah and Iraqi government officials in Baghdad that this process is going to start soon. But the Marines tell you it's not clear how that can happen as long as there's continued resistance and continued attacks on Marine teams in Fallujah. So I think that process of resettling is still unclear when it will start.
Mm-hmm. Michael, have Marine commanders imparted to you, or are you otherwise able to make some kind of judgment now about what the strategy on the ground seems to be for U.S. forces?
The strategy is to sweep through the town again, apparently through almost all the buildings and homes again, and this has been going on for the last week or 10 days, to flush out these insurgents, and it means going house to house. The Marines did it once right after the battle, and it looks like they have to do it again. And it was apparently during an operation like that 6 days ago, where the Marines were going into a house, sometimes they open it with they kick down the door, sometimes they use grenades, but when they were going in, apparently there were insurgents inside and they were surprised, and several Marines died. It's that kind of dirty work, house by house, block by block, street by street.
NPR's Mike Schuster speaking with us from Camp Fallujah, the 1st Marine Expeditionary Force. Thanks very much for being with us.
You're welcome, Scott.